My guest at this time is Emmett McGroarty. He is the Education Director for the Preserve Innocent Project, which is associated with the American Principles Project. One of his focal points right now is the educational priorities known as Common Core. Essentially, Common Core is the goal of a number of organizations to raise the standards of all states across the country to a consistent level to help the United States better compete against students of other countries. But there are many concerns about that. Number one, the removal of authority over what happens in the classroom at the local and state level. And then there are also major concerns about what principles and ideas are being included in this curriculum. And Emmett, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's an honor.
That was obviously a very quick thumbnail presentation of what Common Core is. Explain the background here.
Well, the Common Core is it's an attempt to put a new educational system, impose that on all the states, in short. And the way they're going to do this is the idea is to have common standards that all the states use, and then to have the standardized tests align with those standards. And because teachers and schools and even states are rated on how their students do on those tests, the standardized test will ensure that teachers teach according to the Common Core. And this will essentially dictate curriculum. And when we say dictate curriculum, we don't mean that it'll dictate what books will be taught, but it'll dictate what is taught in terms of general subject matter.
So what would that mean for state or local autonomy? If they have some flexibility over what materials are used, ultimately their students are still going to be responsible for the objectives established somewhere else, correct?
Yes, and let's give a quick case in point. So Common Core throws out traditional axiomatic Euclidean geometry, and it replaces it with transformational geometry. Now, transformational geometry is a system of teaching geometry. Two points to make about it. It's a system of teaching geometry that has failed everywhere in the world in which it's been implemented, K-12. Number two, transformational geometry really requires a sound foundation in Euclidean geometry. So by way of an example, all states will have to teach this transformational geometry instead of Euclidean geometry.
When it comes to what the Common Core is it trying to raise states up to the highest level, or is it trying to basically lower those who are achieving better down towards those who are not?
Common Core is an attempt by private interest groups to impose this system, and it was sold to the states and to the federal government on a series of slogans. Those slogans were that it would be state-led, that the standards would be evidence-based, internationally benchmarked, that is on par with what other high-performing countries teach, and that the standards would be rigorous. The problem is, and through the race to the top federal grant competition, all these governors of both parties and school chiefs signed on to this idea. The problem is they signed on to the idea before the standards were written and before the assessments were developed. The assessments, by the way, still haven't been developed. And the ultimate product did not match up with the promise.
We're talking with Emmett McGroarty. He is the education director at the Preserve Innocence Project. And Mr. McGroarty, when it comes to indoctrination is one word that's been thrown out there about some of the concepts, probably not related to geometry, but related to government, related to what aspects of American and world history are taught, cultural ideology, that sort of thing. I know there's a lot of concerns, particularly among traditional conservatives, about what kids are going to be taught. What can you tell us about that?
Well, right now the standards are in math and English language arts, but we have The science standards have been released by a different entity, but essentially many of the same people worked on them. And then there's history frameworks. And I would say this: there's two levels of concern, two types of concern. One is process. What the states have done is they have abdicated on their right to determine what children learn, in large degree, because they've given up their control over the standards and the tests. And the states still say, well, oh no, we can still change the standards. Well, that's true as a matter of constitutional principle. But what they've said is they've said, well, we're going to make those decisions conditionally. We'll make them if a bunch of other states say that we can change our standards. And probably the associations that own the standards and the federal government. So they've conditioned their control over education. So that's one thing. There's this loss of control. And the second thing, let's look at the English language arts standards. What you have is you have a shift, the radical shift in what children will be reading and studying. They've shifted the emphasis from the study of the classics, the reading the classics, to reading what they call informational texts. And informational texts are simpler texts that are meant to convey a message to a broad audience. And it can be anything from EPA bulletins, Federal Reserve documents, to excerpts of the Constitution is one of the examples that is given. But when you have this shift, number one, it's a dumbed down set of documents that they'll be reading, so it's dumbed down literature. But the other thing is you're really opening the door to introducing a lot of different issues into the classroom.
One other story I saw suggested that kids, even as young as elementary school, will be given brief summaries of the liberal and conservative viewpoints on a given issue and then be asked to give their own opinion on that political spectrum from 1 through 10 and then have their parents fill it out as well. Is that kind of an outlier of what's going on here, or is that part and parcel of what's going on here?
Well, I wouldn't say that is per se in the Common Core, but the Common Core opens the door for that. Yes.
So what options are out there? You mentioned that most states have already signed on even before they knew what the standards were. There are a couple that have held off from doing that, and there are a few that, now that they know what some of the standards are trying to get out of it. But what options really are left out there, not only for states, but locales and parents?
There's one option that's left. Look, our system of constitutional checks and balances has failed at every step of the way. Race to the Top went beyond what Congress authorized in the stimulus bill. The Race to the Top program was politically coercive on the states. Congress did nothing about it. Every check and balance has failed. The last option now is the direct engagement of the people. And this is something the elitists, backed by private interests, corporate interests, private foundations like the Gates Foundation, are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into this effort. But I believe our side is winning because tens of millions of dollars on commercials by the likes of ExxonMobil pale in comparison to a mom who's sitting across the table from a governor saying, why is my child being taught this dumbed-down curriculum? And why is it that your signature is on this document that ushered this into the classroom? You need to get us out of this right away. And that's why the movement against the Common Core has really become a nationwide movement that is gaining momentum by the day.
Two quick questions left for you, Emmett, before we let you go. Number one, what will this mean for the typical classroom teacher? Obviously, we keep hearing, and I think everyone would agree, that we want the best and brightest in the classroom. But if the standards are already prearranged at the federal level and there's a ton of teaching to the test, how much will we be able to let those best and brightest shine?
We've the anecdotal evidence that we've come across and we've heard is that teachers are really saddened and really feel alienated from the process. They feel like they're being made into administrators, not teachers. The passion of teaching is being squeezed out of the profession.
And lastly, before we let you go, this might be more subjective than objective, but despite your concerns about Common Core, do you believe at the heart of this is a deliberate effort to change our education system in a way that suits a particular agenda, or do you think this was very well intentioned and just very poorly executed?
I think it's a little of both. It was very poorly executed because the American people and their elected legislators were cut out of the process. So this was drafted behind closed doors. The ultimate earthly judge, the American people, had no say in it. And when you do that, you really are begging for an inferior product. So that's what happened. But I think from the get-go, the idea is that we really need to switch to a European style of education, philosophy of education, whereby people are educated for kind of a predetermined slot in the economic machinery. This feeds into a managed economy, and the administration has talked about that in terms of needing to track people from cradle through the end of their careers through the educational system and the labor system.
Emmett, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an honor.
Emmett McGrory is Education Director at the Preserve Innocence Project. That is a project of the American Principles Project. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.